He finishes his studies in 1938 at the University of Oklahoma, and then he succeeded A.C. Blue Eagle as art director of Bacon College in Muskogee.
Mm-hmm.
Any memories that he may have talked about from that or A.C. Blue Eagle?
Well, A.C. was a relation of mine through my mother, a distant cousin.
He held that position through 1941, and then again from 1943 to 45, after a period when he worked for Douglas Aircraft Company in Tulsa. That would have been during war years. Do you know what he did for them?
Design. I can't tell you anything more than that. I really wouldn't know. But going back just a little bit to talk about Bacon, he had so many fine memories of Bacon. Bacon was where he was director of the art department, and he did succeed A.C., who was a great art. A.C. was more fun. Bacon was where our mother and father were married, under a tree on the campus, by Dr. Weeks, who was the president of the school at that time.
And then, in that period, you were born, because you were born then in 1942.
Well, there was a little time in between there that was interesting. We really didn't touch too much on our mother when she graduated from the Consolidated High School at Pierce. There wasn't too much else at Pierce than the Consolidated High School. There was a post office and a general store. It was a farm community. She attended Connors State Teachers College outside of Muskogee, and then she went to Tahlequah and studied at the college there. When she graduated, she wanted to travel. So she applied for a job with the Indian Service, which is now called the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the BIA, but it was the Indian Service back then. She got a job and was assigned to Dinahotso Indian School. She got on a train by herself. She had a name of some people out there that lived at Dinahotso at the school that were going to receive her and make her feel welcome and known. She got on a train and rode all the way out there and taught out there for a couple of years. It was while our father was at Bacon that he traveled out to Santa Fe, and our mother came in from the reservation to the west to Institute of American Indian Arts, IAIA. They met on the plaza in Santa Fe. She was staying on campus, and he was staying on campus. And when he saw her, he said that he was the woman he was going to marry, and they did. So he came out and courted her after that a couple of times. Then she finished the school year, and they met back up in Oklahoma and were married at Bacon. From there, he moved to Tulsa and took the job with Douglas and subsequently made the friendship and association with Thomas Gilcrease,